Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Yep, so I don't know if I ever told anybody, I like Halloween. I like big scary Halloween stuff, fan. Big Halloween fan.
Well, we're love getting it. Close. We're exactly 1 week away from
right.
Halloween today.
And so because of Halloween, I found a cool little facto for everyone.
Nice.
That kind of deals with it.
All right.
So this is a movie that you're not going to believe is based off of a true story.
Is it a Halloween movie?
It is a Halloween movie. It's a very classic Halloween movie. Back in 1984, The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on
Elm
Street.
Oh, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Krueger.
Yeah.
Not Cougar, Krueger, but it's all right. So that's a high school joke right there, but whatever. Anyway, so Freddy Krueger right here, okay? So He himself isn't real, okay? But there have been zero confirmed cases of teenagers being murdered in their dreams as well. But that doesn't mean that the landmark slasher series wasn't actually inspired by a real story. So years before dreaming up Elm Street, the horror maestro became fascinated by a series of newspaper articles about refugees from Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, who were affected with nightmares so disturbing that they forced themselves to stay awake. So in some cases, they even died upon finally falling asleep because I guess they just pushed their body so far to stay awake.
So these are like stories coming from those countries?
So yeah, this is actually like real stuff in Cambodia and Vietnam. People would have nightmares so bad that they'd force themselves to stay asleep. And then whenever they finally did fall asleep, they pushed their bodies too far that when they fell asleep, they would end up dying because the body just couldn't take
oh my goodness.
All that.
Interesting.
So because of this series of articles, the LA Times, there was three small articles about men from Southeast Asia who were from immigrant families and they had died in the middle of their nightmares. And the paper never correlated them and never said, hey, we've had another story like this, kind of connecting it to the stuff in Vietnam and Cambodia. So during a 2008 interview, the researchers shown that there was a phenomenon primarily affected in male refugees from a specific ethnic group that fought alongside the U.S. in the Vietnam War and was subsequently prosecuted in Laos after the war had ended. Many people later suffered this traumatic resettlement in the U.S. in the newspaper articles, and there were no reports of the man wearing a striped red or green sweater. But the core of the idea of people dying in their nightmares and this type of stuff is where it came to be. So, yes, there's no Freddy Krueger running around killing people, but
– you've got to embellish it, you know, make it into a classic like that.
But you can't just be
it's
nightmares.
It's kind of like the inspiration, the base of it.
That stuff actually happened.
That's pretty crazy. Wow. Okay, well, that definitely gets me in the Halloween spirit. Here we are. I've got one, though, not about Halloween, but definitely a cool fact. This is about our national parks. I'm talking about Yellowstone today.
Oh, yep. I love Yellowstone.
Yeah,
all right.
You've been there, right?
I went there for the first time last year. So
have I. I've been there. It's been a little bit. It was back in 2017, so a few years ago, but really cool place. Definitely still vivid memories of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to go back. But here's a fact about it. Did you know that the bison in Yellowstone are the oldest in America?
What?
The oldest bison in America.
Are in Yellowstone.
Yes.
Okay.
So this Yellowstone herd of bison has remained intact since prehistoric times.
Oh, wow.
So while a lot of other herds have been driven out to other areas or they've become extinct or broken up, these bison in Yellowstone have been untouched since prehistoric times. They're the oldest population in the United States.
It surprised me that it goes back that far. I mean, I understand Yellowstone is a protected place, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense, Yellowstone, but that far back, Yellowstone wasn't protected
back then,
right? So
yeah, but they just have always been there.
Hmm.
And it's pretty cool. Now, in the 19th century, they were hunted down. The herd was, like you mentioned, where before it was protected, there were only 23 members of the herd left.
How in the world did they keep track of that stuff?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But there were a lot of fur trading that was going on. Uh-huh. So they were hunting down the buffalo. But because of the national park system and now the protection that they have, the herd is home to 5,500 bison, which makes it the oldest and the biggest bison population in the country.
Makes me really curious if I saw that specific herd, you know. Yeah. So you saw a lot of bison out right there, but you're just like, now you just want to know.
Yeah, there are a lot of bison out there. It's really cool. It's a very cool place if you ever get the opportunity to visit. Definitely, they have all the geysers and beautiful
it's
canyons,
great, cool
but just the grasslands and the bison. Very cool. And yeah, I love seeing those huge creatures. And now it's good to know that it's the oldest population in the country. Makes it even a little bit more special.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to do my research and see if I can find that specific herd next time I go. Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
Well, there you go. Learning about Nightmare on Elm Street, the Freddy Krueger movie, and talking about Yellowstone and the bison population. Another great Did You Know episode. We'll have one for you tomorrow.